Leah Esther.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hanukkah Sameach. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah to you.
We'll wait another minute or so. See if somebody else arrives.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to start. You can find the handout on the Yashem website at the Revealed Matrix, the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. I'm sorry. You can find the handout at the Unique Astrological Times or Events link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yashem webpage. When you open that up, scroll down to the Hanukkah sections, and we are reading from the 28th day of the month of Kislev. Right now it is the 27th day of the month, but I read in the morning of the 27th what the candle lighting will be tonight, which is four candles. And the consciousness and the meditations and kavanah and contemplation to have about the 28th when we light candles tonight. So tonight, the light of Netzach will go into the vessel of Bina, while the light of Hod will go into the vessel of Chesed, while the light of Yesod will go into the vessel of Gevurah, and the light of Malchut goes into the vessel of Tiferet. Bonding to receive. Today is the 28th day of Kislev. 28 is the word Koach, or power, strength. The word Hanukkah can be parsed into Koach Nava, and that's spelled Kaf Chet, which is Koach, and Nun Aleph Vav He. The power of Nava is comely or fitting. Koach na'ava tehillah is praise. For Hanukkah is a holiday all about praise, as each day in our prayers we insert in the Al Hanisim prayer the Karu Shemunat Yemei Hanukkah Elu Dehalel Uvhoda'ah. They established these 8 days of Hanukkah for praise and expressing thanks. This is the Sephardi version of the Al Hanisim prayers. We say in full Hallel praise each day, and we learn about the power of praise and giving thanks from our mother Leah, who upon having her fourth child, Yehuda, exclaimed, Hapa'am odeh et Hashem. This time I will praise Hashem. As we have taught previously, the name Yehudi, or Jew, comes from Leah and connotes the power of praise and thanksgiving. On this day of the power of comely fitting praise, the words Koach Nava, we also recall Hannah, the mother of Shmuel, the prophet, who prayed to Hashem, that's Samuel the prophet, who prayed to Hashem on his birth after her years of being barren. Hannah's prayer added a new dimension to our understanding of the relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people. Hannah asked for a personal blessing so that she might more fully serve God. Her joy at bearing a child expressed not only her personal thanks to Hashem, but her gratitude and wonder at his total mastery of creation. Hannah harnessed her own joy as a tool for praise. Rather than restricting the blessing she had received, she associated it with a greater sense of good that is provided only by Hashem. The source of Hannah's contribution lies in her awareness of God's existence in the life of every Yehudi, every Jew. Though through Hannah, we understand that when God blesses just one of us, he is in essence blessing us all. This awareness we will revisit in our meditations below. The Ben Ish Chai reveals some more 28s, connections to the number 28. The letters in your great name's filling of the filling which total 28. And I am adding and explaining that the third level of expansion of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh has 28 letters. The supernal light called Koach, which totals 28. The Koach, Adonai, power of my Lord, which is the secret of the seven names of Havaya, which have 28 letters. The lights of the two yads, the two hands, 14 and 14, is 28. The final letters, Mansapach, total 280, which is 28 times 10. Any discussion on 28 would not be complete without the tremendous work of my chaver, Delvit Gurvitz, who edited. Now, these seven words of the first Torah sentence, as we know, have 28 letters. King Solomon, in the Sefer Kohelet, points out the 28 primary times in a person's life, including, as popularized in the song years ago, a time to be born and a time to die. Chas v'shalom, and that's not really necessary. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time for war and a time for peace. And that's just a few of the 28 times. It would be good for all of us to review that section to familiarize ourselves with the 28 times. Our sages followed the 7 and 28 pattern repeatedly throughout our literature. The author of the Haggadah that we read on Pesach began with Halachma Anya. This is the bread of affliction. That sentence contains 28 words. Our sages began Perkei Avot, the sayings of our fathers, which is the tractate from the Talmud that focuses on ethical behavior. With Moshe received the Torah from Sinai. There are 28 words in this first section. From this, our sages added in the Kaddish, the prayer we say, which contains Amen, a total of 28 words from Yehishme Rabbah until Gamaron Balma. The words are Yehishme Shmei Rabbah Mevarach Leolam Olmei Olmaya. This has 7 words, and they total 28 letters. Chesed Gevura, the 7 Midot, have 7 words, and coincidentally, God forbid, 28 letters. 28 is also the sum of 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7. Shabbos then, as the last piece of the weekly cycle of creation, shows us that the number and idea of 28 represents the culmination of pulling together the aspects of this world, as represented from Hashem's handiwork, in many groups of seven, one step at a time. There is another aspect of 28 that is rather interesting. Our sages have told us that the sun appears in the same position as it was at the time of creation, described in this week's parasha, every 28 years. Of course, 2 and 8 of 28 equals 10, which reduces to 1. Therefore, if adding 1 through 7 leads to 28, what is the ultimate expression of this 28? Extension from 7. 28 is the value of the Hebrew word for strength, which is koach, which also means potential. Hashem creates and continues to create not only what is done, but what is our potential. No greater koach or power exists than in the combination of man and woman, which is also described in Parashat Bereshit. The words kala and chasan, wife and husband, begin with the letters forming the word koach. How does the word amen relate to all this? Amen also represents 28. How? The word amen is made up of the first letter in the alphabet, aleph, plus the 13th letter, mem, and the 14th letter, nun. 1 plus 13 plus 14 equals 28. The positional gematria of amen is 28. What do we get from saying amen properly? Our sages discuss the tremendous rewards for its hearty response. The Talmud in Tractate Brachot, Daf 119, says that greater is the one who responds amen than the one who recites the blessing. Now you have an understanding of why this is true. The Talmud in Tractate Shabbat says that whoever answers amen with all his strength, the gates of the Garden of Eden are opened for him. The Talmud in Sanhedrin, Daf 110, says that from when can a child be worthy of Olam Haba, the world that is coming? From when he answers amen. The Tikkuni Zohar, one of the deepest Kabbalistic texts, analyzes the 720, which is 10 times chesed, or 72, ways that the six letters in the word Bereshit can be rearranged. Says an amazing thing. One who responds amen with all his strength has his negative decrees from 70 years previously obliterated. The Gemara in Eruvim, Daf 64b, points out a verse from King Shlomo's Proverbs that mystically ties into the power of amen. That verse, Proverbs 12:18, says that there is someone whose speech damages like the piercing of a sword, but the language of wise men heal. Loshon chachamim mirape. Literally, this means the language of wise men heals. The last letters of these three words spell amen. There is a book recently published on the power of amen that is highly recommended. The word amen derives from the word emunah, which means faith or belief. We are asked in this life of uncertainty, as we sit in the sukkah of uncertain strength, known as the shadow of faith, to believe in Hashem and to have bitachon, trust in Hashem, based on that faith. And I remind us, all the students of Kabbalah, there is a higher level of Vaday, certainty. Rabbi Ephraim Waksman, Shlita, says that the word human derives from Emunah. It too is a representation of the seven words and the 28 letters at the beginning of the Torah. Shabbat is called Mayen, Olam Haba, a glimpse of the world that is coming. The last letters of Mayen, Olam Haba also spell Amen. The last letter in the alphabet is a Tav. Our sages tell us that it represents eternity. Shabbat is literally Shav Tav, a return to eternity. We get a glimpse of eternity of Tav on Shabbat. Therefore, it is no surprise that the letter Tav spelled out. Tav is 400 and Vav is 6, equals 406. That just happens to be 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus each number up to 28. 28 then represents the power of creation, the power of 7, the power of Matan Torah, the gift of Torah, and the power of Amen, the Kavanah, after lighting the lamp, the lamps. Bonedut, the contemplation. Yasher Koach, may your strength be firm in the secret of 28. For the letters Kachet, which stands for 28, forms the word Koach, or strength. This strength comes from the work we have recently done, from accessing the inner voice on 25, the Shekhinah, to opening up in sweet surrender to the luminous love light of 26, and to create a pure heart inside ourselves on 27. This work gives us koach, the strength, for tonight of 28. And this is not physical strength. Rather, it gives us higher consciousness, for this koach is the koach of Ma, the power of what? The words koach, Ma, have the same letters of Chachma, wisdom. So too is the hint that the reversing the letters in Koach gives us Hek, palate, corresponding mystically to Chachma, wisdom. With the Koach, 28, the power of both hands, we can access the higher wisdom to master any occasion we may face, whether it be a time to be born, a time to move to the next world, a time to plant, a time to uproot. All 28 times mentioned in Kohelet of chapter 3, we must acknowledge that this strength comes from Hashem, as we do on the blessings upon hearing thunder. Shechocho yugivurato Male Olam, his strength and power fill the universe. The Hit Bodidut, the meditation for tonight. On Hanukkah, our task is to gaze at the candles and contemplate that the entire creation comes from Hashem. Since Milvado, Ein Od Milvado, nothing exists but Him. As we gaze at the four candles on this fourth night of Hanukkah, we intend the first 28 letters of the Torah, that first sentence of seven words. Bereshit bara Elohim en hashamayim ve'et haaretz. In the beginning, or in a beginning, created God the heavens and the earth. These 28 letters are the Koachma, the power of what? Standing for the Chachma, the wisdom we wish to acquire from our gazing, internalizing that a Targum, the Aramaic translation of the Torah, says, "Bechachma, with wisdom, God created the heavens and the earth." Recognize the Chachma, the Reshit Chachma, the Yirat Hashem. The beginning of wisdom is the awe of Hashem, that He alone is our Creator and we are in His presence every second. Moving from right to left, intend over the first candle on the right, the word Bereshit, and intend that this stands for Chachma, wisdom. The Koachma, the power to get what, get your what questions answered. Two, on the second candle, the next one to its left, intend that the word Bara, Elohim, of the first verse in the Torah relates to Bina, understanding, connected to the word Briah, creation, and the mothering power praised above to generate everything in our world. On the third candle, the next one to its left, intend that the words Et Hashemayim relate to Tiferet, beauty, the giving force in our cosmic system. The flow of new mentalities to imbue us with Torah and truth. And four, on the fourth candle, intend Haaretz, the Et Haaretz relating to Malchut, receiving the grounding of these ideas into actions of good deeds and fulfillment of God's will. Recognize that these four candles also connect us to Hashem's great name of four letters, Yud, Hey, and Vav, as such. Enthusiastic handshakes accompanied by the Hebrew greeting, Yasher Koach, is the standard expression of congratulations for those who have had the merit of participating in the public worship of the synagogue, especially the reading of the Torah. The words Yasher Koach translate literally as may your strength be firm. A benediction of this sort is always timely, but it is a curious one to be introducing on these particular occasions, as we are really concerned that an individual's power will have been significantly drained after being mounted the lectern and mouthed some blessings. That is the end of my reading this morning. Does anybody have any questions? There is more for you to read, but I have a time constraint today, and I'm sorry for that. Are there any questions?
Well, I have a comment. I was born on the 28th of June.
Now you have some better understanding of what it means to be born on the 28th, assuming that's the
right
28th of the Hebrew calendar.
Right.
It's
The handshake. I see the men at the synagogue. I see them shake hands after reading the Torah. After reading the Torah, That is why.
There are other reasons as well. The shaking of hands is an exchanging of the energy of power. That's why it's two hands. Both right hands.
Right.
But there's other reasons why men shake hands. It goes back to expressing peace between you and so forth. But it all relates to the idea of the 28th. Any other questions?
No, not for me.
Have a beautiful evening and a happy Hanukkah. I wish everyone shalom.
Shalom.